Why is everyone so desirous of that dude Cyrus? If you can't figure it out after this, you can fire us.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hello again. It's the best podcast in all of higher education coming at you. But of course, you know that because you're tuning in because you're smart. We're talking about the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the college's Office of Communications and Marketing. I work for that place. Communications and marketing is my game. Jeremy Henderson, that's my name. Austin Phillips over here, still an Auburn fan. You love to see it. Still a white, what is that, a quarter zip?
That's a quarter zip. Cutter butt, old Eagle logo.
Looking good.
Egg.
Yeah, that's white goes great with your hair. Yeah. Joined as always with John's. by John Sluice over here on the keys again, still in training
and still has the original color of his hair.
Yep. Mr. Rockets Red Glare himself, Scott Key, over here just watching John do his thing. Can't wait for him to get in the driver's seat. That's going to be fun to watch today. An incredible, very special guest. I have heard this name
over the last couple of years, probably more than any other name, for me not to have met this person till today. So I'm excited about
I'm sure probably going to be hearing about it from years to come. And Cyrus, we're not trying to, I don't know, we probably make people feel too like whatever. But at the same time, I was struck a couple of years ago, was assigned a magazine story to write about our incredible makerspace, the crown jewel of the Brown Copel Student Achievement Engineering. Student Achievement Center, but now we just call it the Brown Copel Center.
Yeah, it's just
What do the kids call it? The Copel Cabana?
BK.
BK,
see,
that's
and
it.
I told you, BK, and then none of y'all knew that.
Well, and that was like BK Sports, or no, that's EA Sports. BK Knights. It was an old shoe. Don't you remember British Knights?
British Knights.
Yeah, BK.
It wasn't BK Knights.
It was BK.
British Knights. Yeah.
I started going over there, and everybody, and your name was just always, you know, have you talked with Cyrus? Have you talked to Cyrus Lloyd? Cyrus. And so then I started calling you Cyrus the Virus because it seemed like you had infected everything, but in a good way, But I won't call you that because I'm sure. But Con Air, you know, did you see Con Air?
Yes. Yeah. One of Tyler's favorite movies. Yes.
Have you seen Con Air?
I have not.
You might want to, just a thought.
You're not missing.
No. anyway, so, and it was, you were, you know, just, it seemed like maybe you were taking advantage of that resource, and you had been for a long time, you know, as early as you could.
And again, mm-hmm. in a good way.
Not taking advantage of hemp or utilizing anything.
I think is the word you're looking
utilizing.
For.
Utilizing.
Yes.
Right. The space. And it really just kind of taken hold of what it could offer, especially in the machine shop maestro, makerspace master. And I was struck just, I guess, by the story. And I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I'm just going to go ahead and keep getting ahead of myself.
Jerry,
because I know a little bit about it.
There's no stopping this train.
No. Chugga-chugga.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
Grease those tracks.
You were... The story goes, if I remember correctly, looking to basically, you know, build a satellite, a parabolic telescope.
Yeah.
Yep. Telescope. But you needed a certain something to do this thing, a diamond turning lathe. Now, those things, it's not like you can just go into Rite Aid or even Walmart and get a diamond turning lathe.
I went last night and the grader said, what you talking about?
All out. And so you just decided, you know what? I'm going to build one. And you started building one in the makerspace. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to build this in order to build that. And that kind of, I guess, ambition, vision, drive, gumption, and just never, you know, can-do attitude.
Work.
Just really impressed me. Hard and again, work. The idea that the makerspace in Auburn was facilitating that just seemed like an awesome kind of story.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
So, after getting ahead of all myself, first, thanks a ton for joining us. And I guess
no pressure now that Jer has built you up to be
the top
the creator
engineering student
of all things
in history. But yeah, and then of course the internship. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So first, I guess, how'd you get to Auburn? Why are you here?
Yeah, well,
and where are you from, and all that jazz?
Of course, thanks for having me again. I'm from Atlanta originally.
Oh, that's two in a row.
Two in a row. Yeah. Two aeros. Andy's an aerospace singer.
Whoa.
Two in a row. Aerospace
we
from Atlanta.
A literal pipeline.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah, and you know, looking for colleges back in high school, I toured a couple places. Auburn really stood out because, you know, proximity to Atlanta is a good thing, but then also having an engineering program as good as it is within that proximity. I wasn't really into, you know, because from being from Atlanta, Georgia Tech's sort of like the obvious choice there, but that sort of environment's, you know,
ugh,
a little scary.
Yeah, you know, a little
not
competitive.
Safe.
Terrible. Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst.
Wasn't really about it. So,
yeah.
You know, Auburn stood out when I came here.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a flak jacket when you're walking around. You know, it's pretty cool.
Just kidding,
yeah.
When I visited, you know, they had this construction project going on that they pointed out that was going to be Brown Copal, hadn't opened yet. And they, you know, mentioned there'll be shops and stuff in there. I saw the DML on the tour. I thought that was awesome. And then, you know, came here and it was very much worth it.
When was your freshman year?
2019.
That's what I thought. So looking at your LinkedIn, I mean, what a perfect, I mean, like he's literally been from the inception of this place. Talk about what you've seen, how the makerspace has evolved from the first day that you go into of, hey, I just want to get involved with this to, you know, y'all are pretty much running this thing now. So
yeah, because you're a makerspace, an MA, makerspace assistant. Yeah, it's student run. That's the great thing. I mean, Garen over there, he's asleep every time I walk over. I mean, what is he?
Weekend. Garen does
he,
a great job.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, I mean, we didn't have all the equipment, you know, that kind of stuff. And Jeremy gives that analogy, the story of what you had to do to build what you wanted to do. But literally, just talk about what you've seen change from November 19 to here we sit in 2024 in that place.
Yeah, a crazy amount. I remember the first night in Auburn when I moved in freshman year, I just was walking around campus and I walked to Brown Copal, which hadn't yet, you know, I think the next day or something was the first day the doors would actually be open. And all of them, I looked through the window in the basement in the machine shop and all the machines still wrapped in plastic. You know, there's boxes everywhere. Nothing's been unpacked at all. And, you know, within a couple weeks, we had gotten, you know, our advisor sent out an email and said, there's going to be this makerspace. We're looking for students to help run it. And went to that, got connected with Garen, who's awesome. And, that's basically how it started, you know, just unpacking machines, setting stuff up, figuring out how everything's going to be organized. We weren't open. We didn't open for over a year. And so there was a lot of just initial groundworks and, you know, setting up trainings, learning how to use the machines ourselves so we could teach other people. And then, you know, fast forward to today, we've got, you know, over, I think, 50 MAs, including volunteers, thousands of trained users come through, and it's an amazing resource.
Well,
we just keep getting
and
bigger.
You're probably not going to think about it like this, but I mean, literally, we're going to look up in 20 years, and I mean, you paved the way for the what's being done in that place. Y'all see it probably through the glass a lot, but whether you know it or not, I mean, that's the showpiece when we. You know, it's the reason we moved all tours out of this building in Shelby to there. You know, I knew it would be big, but on this podcast, we've done this podcast for 5 years now. Haven't missed a week. And I can't tell you the amount of stories that we hear of students of, you know, what sold you on Auburn. And it was walking through that makerspace and seeing you all in there and seeing y'all hands-on and wanting to be a part of that. But just setting the standards, setting the procedures, I mean, you're going to have an impact way longer than you ever imagined. So I really think that's cool. And I hope you appreciate that. Or you may not have even had time to now, but you get out of here. I hope you're able to look back, come to a football game, walk past the makerspace and be like, you know, we're the ones that did that.
Yeah, I did that. Well, how's the project coming? Are we still, is the lathe down there? I mean, do we have one?
Yeah, it's all just pretty much finished up. We spent the last year.
So you did it? You actually? I mean, of course you did, but still, I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess I was just told, it was not just the limited supply, I guess, across the globe for these things, but maybe it was the cost. It was some sort of thing where this isn't just some sort of common tool that you need kind of a thing. So I'm just kind of blown away.
Yeah, they're pretty niche tools, and expensive is right as well. They often start over $1 million. But we've just spent the last year doing we got an undergraduate research fellowship to help fund part of it and make it a little more official. Made some good partnerships with some companies along the way, and it's operational right now. So there's always improvements to be made. You know, we're trying to squeeze another 10 or 15 nanometers of performance out of the Z-axis, but it's doing all right. So
yeah, you got to get under 15. I mean, that's pretty much the proof. Now, I'm assuming, is this going to be something you're going to like take with you, or is it the makerspaces now? I mean, you can. I'm fine with whatever. I mean, you've earned it. But I mean, is it going to be a tool that like will then be a part of the arsenal?
Yeah, it could be. I'd certainly like to develop some, training around it and show other people how to use it, and potentially have some application for the university. There is a limited market for its applications within, research and whatnot. Its purpose is to make optics, among other things. So, you could potentially, there's laser optics groups on campus and whatnot. We could, if they need a custom lens or mirror or whatever, we can do work for them and make that for them. But I'd like to be able to train other people on it and have that be a tool for the university.
I love, too, that he's got his safety glasses just popped up on his hat.
Well, hey, you never know when it's about to go down.
I was about to say, when it's about to go down, Cyrus is ready.
Hey, safety first, I'm telling you. Some of the partnerships you mentioned, with, I guess, helping or funding or providing parts or expertise, to build the lathe. I also know, I guess, that you had some high-level internships that I guess maybe your just involvement in the makerspace, and specifically, again, the work on the lathe itself or the telescope, seemed like that just gave you a foot in the door, like a giant foot in the door, like an entire body battering ram in the door with a lot of companies, pretty like high level folks. Am I wrong on that? Am I misremembering? Or
no?
To me.
Yeah, 100%. I've done a couple internships that have been the direct result of just the work that I've done in this space. So, if we didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to do these projects and not be able to sort of demonstrate myself to these companies. And, you build something cool, if you put it on the internet, people are going to notice. And, that's a good thing to have a little portfolio like that. And it's a really good thing to have a shop like the Makerspace that gives you the resources to build that portfolio.
Where all did we do an internship or co-op?
So I did a co-op with IS4S.
Okay, yeah, great. Great company, local company. Yeah.
And then I've done an internship with Professional Instruments, which is an airbearing company. We got hooked up with them through the Diamond Turning Lathe project.
Awesome.
And then last summer, internship at Lawrence Livermore National Labs.
Wow.
Sort of for the same reason.
I'm telling you, man.
Wow, unbelievable.
Well, so where are we going to be going,
When's expected graduation first?
This May.
Oh.
Are we going to go for the doctorate? Are we going for the master's? Or are we just going to get out there and start building telescopes?
eventually, I think a PhD would be a fun thing to do. But for right now, I'm a little tired of classes. I'll put it that way. Yeah. So take a little break, work for a few years, and then I'll go back eventually. But I'd like a little money for the time being.
Go make some money and change the world for a couple of years.
Yeah. He's not wearing a pocket protector. He's got the safety glasses on. He's ready to get those hands in there.
That's right.
Anyway. Well, I guess looking going forward, and I know obviously there's more than the makerspace, you know, for you and for your Auburn experience. But of course, I just every time I went down there, I mean, there you were, and I even brought some high school students once down there just to see if I could give them a tour. A guy interested in engineering, and it was you know, all but closed. But we walked in, boom, stopped the work on the lathe. Cyrus gave a tour, very much interested. You know, this young man I know in you know, in coming that, and once again, it was like, all right, well, this would be the reason. And anyway, but I digress. I know it's been, you know, there's more going on, but
yeah, I want to know what else have you been involved with besides the Makerspace?
Any other organizations, any groups? Maybe not. I don't know.
No, yeah, the Makerspace, of course, takes up the vast majority of my time, especially these days. But you know, I was on the climbing team for a few years.
The climbing team.
Yeah, I was also part of the rocketry because, you know, I sometimes forget, but my degree is aerospace. So,
because every time in my mind, yeah, I'm thinking he's a mechanic. No, it's aerospace.
So the Rocketry Association, they're doing some great things as well too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the looking forward.
Well, I got to go back to climbing too. How do you get involved with the climbing team?
I started climbing back towards the end of high school, and that's just my sport of choice.
Okay.
I didn't know we had a climbing team.
Well, I mean, does the climbing team utilize the rec center climbing wall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they need to utilize and take advantage of the structures lab. They got a giant climbing wall. Have you ever been over there? I mean, yeah, gosh.
That's Jeremy. Jeremy's got two dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Climb the strong wall.
Working on it.
Slip and slide at the stormwater facility.
Stormwater research. That slip and slide's epic.
OSHA has other thoughts about this.
I'll
but
wear
Jer-
the glasses if I have to. Going forward, the vision, you know, obviously maybe some diamond turning lathe action. You know how that goes. But, I mean, has it been a growth in terms of the, I mean, I know technically right now there's limited space, there's certain like shops and everything, but are more people or more students who aren't actively, let's say, involved as you are, more professors realizing the resource that's there, taking advantage? I know the chemical car folks, you know, a lot of folks are taking, you're building the things there, and a lot of senior projects. Have you seen that? Do you see it moving forward?
Well, and I'm going to add to that. I know one line that we used a lot when we were conceptualizing the building, trying to raise the funds for the building, for that makerspace was, you know, you're going to have freshmen over here working on a project. You got sophomores walking. And you really just see the life cycle of the college. You've got seniors being able to help freshmen because you've trained, those type of things. Are you seeing all that come to fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. It started out mostly with just users coming in, people who wanted to make stuff. But like Jeremy was saying, now we see a lot more professors beginning to realize the utility of the space and having classes in there, having, you know, people get trained for the classes, that's an assignment in the class. Just because they recognize how valuable that is, and they're able to, you know, have projects that are sort of based out of the makerspace or require utilization of it, just to help push people in that direction, which I think is a good thing.
That's awesome.
To show them that.
Mm-hmm. I've not even really thought about it in that application. So to see it take off in that way, man, that is phenomenal.
Other than the lathe and everything else you've, you know, had a hand in, obviously, what's the most impressive, the coolest, like, let's say, you know, project or way that somebody has taken advantage that you've seen? I mean, you see a lot of things that get shared on Instagram, the steel, you know, guitars and of course, you know, Einstein's head and everything. But I mean, I know there, what are some of the things that would impress a, you know, a man like Cyrus?
Well, I'd say the first thing that jumps to mind is my good friend Walt Gary's plane that he built last semester.
He built a plane.
That would be the number one thing that I've seen come out of there, yeah.
Like a model or like a real plane?
An ultralight that you fly in.
Are you kidding? Why don't we know about that?
I know.
Dadgum. Come on, John.
Has he tested it and it got up and it worked?
Yep, we all drove up to his farm over Christmas break and we did the first test flight. Just like
we're doing a story on this.
Yep.
A plane? An ultralight. Okay. And did you get up in it?
And we're not talking about a Marlboro.
But you got up in it.
I taxied around, but I did not get off the ground.
You didn't trust Walt that much.
But people did get it. But did Walt get on the
car? Walt flew it, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Gosh. That is amazing.
That's insane.
Hearing all these stories just makes me, first, really appreciative of the Browns for making this investment, seeing the vision that Dr. Roberts, Dr. Duke, laid out for this facility, believing in it. But then folks like the Montgomerys that have invested into the shops down there. But with all that said, there's not a name on that lab.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have an alum be able to.
Cyrus Lloyd Makerspace.
He's going to have to get out a few years and make some of that money.
It's going to happen pretty
soon. But we would love for an alum to come in here. We'd love to put your name on that lab for perpetuity and really make an even bigger impact on this space to ensure that students 5 years, 10 years, 20, 50 are going to have the resources and have the same experience that Cyrus has been able to have.
That would be good. We need to approach somebody. Just straight up be like,
we need an officer. Yeah. They're doing it all the time. But if any alum is out there listening and hears this inspiring story of this space, again.
The Maury Gaston Makerspace. That kind of rolls off the
tongue. I thought we were trying to get him to name the podcast first.
Well, both. Everything. The Maury Gaston Podcast Space. Cyrus, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. And again, it's been an honor. You know, these are the kind of folks that, again, just make you like Pat Dye said in the locker room, proud to be associated with you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to be able to say that.
It's
oh,
my
yeah,
brother in blue over
well,
there.
Well, I'll raise you a Stephen, I'll see your Stephen Hawking and raise you a Cyrus. It's maybe a little bit different, but, pretty much the same.
Yeah, I'd say.
Thanks a ton for taking the time, Cyrus.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.